Listen to the Tommy Schermecker Show live weekdays 9 to noon on CJAD 800 and CJAD.com.
To get me out of here section of the program, Edith Bernier, my guest, author of The Ultimate Guide to Plus Size Backpacking and founder of www.psbackpacker.com. And she joins me now. Good morning.
Good morning, Tommy.
Edith, when did this all start? When did you start backpacking? How old were you?
I was about 29.
Right.
It's been a long 7 years. I started 29. My first trip was in Mexico in 2011, my first backpacking trip, should I specify. And, I realized that not only traveling light, even if it's a challenge when you're a plus size, but I realized that this was just about to become my favorite way of travel because it connects you in a different way to your destination.
Well, tell me about that. I mean, you said this was the first time backpacking. Before that, you travel like everybody else with a couple of suitcases?
One, ideally just one, yeah. But yeah, I was going in like regular 3-4 star hotels and things like that. And then slowly I geared towards backpacking because first, it was always complicated to find someone to travel with, to share a hotel with, that wanted to do the same things that I wanted to do. So I decided, okay, well, if I travel alone, I won't have that problem. But then you don't want to have necessarily like double the cost for like the hotels and things like that.
Right.
So that's how I decided to head for backpacking and living in hostels and cheaper accommodations.
So tell me about the backpacking, like when you're traveling, what you take with you.
As little as possible. That's the essence of backpacking. I hardly bring enough clothes to last 5 days, even if I leave for 3 weeks. I bring a little bit of gear that would allow me to do some laundry, for example, so I can last the whole time with the same clothes. I try to use clothes that are more oriented towards active lifestyle, if I may say so. In that way, it's more adapted to what I plan on doing generally, which is quite active. And clothes and a little bit of gear and my camera, always.
Okay, so tell me where you've been recently.
My very last trip was in the southwest of the USA. It was in New Mexico and Arizona. For once, I was with someone. I was sharing this trip with my friend Julie, and we did a road trip across those two states.
All right, so when you're traveling to places like New Mexico and Arizona, what kind of costs are we talking about? How much would you spend on accommodation? How much would you spend on food? What kind of places would you stay at?
Well, in the USA, and in some places in the USA, the backpacking scene is not as developed. It can become pretty much the same price. It can end up being pretty much the same price
right.
for a regular hotel than for a hostel. So this is not necessarily the best example. I can tell you, though, about Central America, for example, that's just a little bit further south. If I have Guatemala in mind, for example, I can pay about $10 or $12 U.S. per night for accommodations. Sometimes it can be a bed in a dormitory shared with something between 2 and 10 people. And
sharing a dormitory with 10 people? What's that like? Describe the experience for me.
Well, I'm the one that snores, so so I'm the one they must want to throw stuff at. But, I mean, at some point, there is some unwritten laws about sharing rooms and hostels, no noise after 11 and before 7. If you have to look into your stuff as little as possible, during the night, avoid using the light and use a flashlight or a headlamp. But I think overall, people are pretty respectful, especially the people that have been traveling a lot. I think they're pretty respectful of those unwritten rules.
Now, the price you said in a place like Central America would be $10 or $12 a night. At any mm-hmm. point, are you concerned about losing the money you have with you or your camera?
No, because, well, my camera, I always have it with me pretty much at all time. For the money, I mean, I don't carry lots of money with me. I mean, nowadays with your ATM card, you can withdraw money in pretty much all the ATM machines across the world. That's the beauty of it. So it's not like when we had to travel with either lots of cash or travel checks or things like that. So I think it's technology has actually made it much easier for travelers in general and for backpackers in particular.
Now, you're the author of The Ultimate Guide to Plus-Size Backpacking. How is being a plus-size backpacker different?
Well, it's because when you backpack, as I mentioned earlier, you try to limit yourself to the minimum. I'd like to travel, ideally, with just a carry-on luggage. But for my carry-on luggage, my carry-on luggage is the same size as yours or everybody else's. But my clothes are bigger, yet I have the same volume of luggage that I can use. So that's when you have to be pretty creative to, you know, either compact what you have or pack things that pack really small or find items and clothes that are multi-purpose so you will save on space and be able to bring enough to last you for a few weeks.
And now, how many countries have you traveled to, Edith?
I'm just about to visit country number 15 next September, which will be Peru.
Okay, 15. So are there many plus-size travelers that you've met along the way?
No, sadly.
No.
And I think that's why I decided to write The Ultimate Guide and to start the blog in 2013, because I think that maybe people don't think it's a possibility for them to do that. Maybe they don't think, oh, there's no gear for us, there's no clothes for us, this is not adapted to us. Well, I say it is possible, and that's why I made the book and the blog to let people know not only how awesome it is, but that it is possible without putting too much money into gear and clothing and so on.
So people listening right now who are planning vacations, whether they're backpacking or not, what packing tips or secrets would you have to share with them?
I would say think multi-purpose. Don't bring an item that has only a single purpose. I know that a bathing suit can only be a bathing suit, but bring shorts that can double as pajamas, for example, or tank tops, or you know, T-shirts that can double as pajama for laundry day, worst case. And the packing folders are an item that I really, really, really enjoy because it allows you to squeeze a maximum of clothes in a very limited space. So that would be that.
And what is that again?
A packing folder, also known as packing cubes,
right,
or compression folders. There's a lot of names, but if you look it up on the internet, for sure you will find some. And you will have a better idea of what it is.
And what's the most important thing to know about before embarking on backpacking? If somebody hasn't done it before, what advice would you have for them?
I would say preparation is the key in many ways. From the moment you look up your destination, you have to research your destination. You have to have an idea where you're going, literally. Preparing your luggage, don't do that at the last minute. Prepare, redo, skim the luggage, you know, so you can actually come to really the core, what you really need as a luggage. And I would say also prepare, like look for the transportation company that you'll be using. Look for their regulations when it comes to luggage. Look for their regulations when it comes to, I don't know, like canceled flights or canceled trains. So I think preparation would be the key.
How many months a year do you spend traveling?
About between 1 and 2, it depends how much vacation time that I can grab from work. But yeah, I would say about a couple of months a year.
What do you think about people who I've interviewed in the past on this segment who've had jobs and they've decided to give it all up? They don't work at all. Or they travel almost all of the year and they try to earn some extra money depending on where they are. Could you ever see you doing that in the future?
In the future, I don't know, possibly. I mean, it always depends of your family situation, for example. It's not an opportunity for everyone, and it's not, I'm not saying that if you have kids, you can do it. I mean, if you have kids, you can do it. If your job and your family and your partner is willing to do it, I think it's probably easier for more single, unattached people, whatever the age you can be. I thought of it, I have to say, but I have a very charming husband that I wouldn't want to leave behind for too long.
Well, what about traveling with him?
Well, right now he's working a lot, and I don't think he is as much the travel type as I am. So I don't want to force him to spend all his vacation on something that he wouldn't enjoy as much as I do.
My guest, Edith Bernier, author of The Ultimate Guide to Plus-Size Backpacking, and she has a website, psbackpacker.com.
You're listening to the Tommy Schermacher Show on News Talk Radio, CJAD 800.
Coming up on the news at 12 o'clock, the mayor says you shouldn't worry too much about what the F1 boss said yesterday. Mr. Hockey has died, and the funeral is held today for boxing legend Muhammad Ali. More details on all of these stories on the news coming up at 12 o'clock. Edith Bernier, my guest, author of The Ultimate Guide to Plus-Size Backpacking. When we talk to people about traveling, a lot of them like to spend hours and hours just relaxing in a hammock on the beach. You do some things that are far more strenuous. Tell me about your trip to, I think it was Guatemala?
Yes, among others.
What was that like when you went to visit Guatemala?
That was great. I have to say it's one of my favorite countries that I've visited so far. I've made amazing friends over there, but I went, let's say, into pretty physical activities. I did some hiking in the jungle before sunrise to be able to reach the heart of the Tikal Maya ruin. And probably a little bit before 5 in the morning, we climbed up some scaffoldings on the side of the main temple, which is a big pyramid, and we were able to see the sunrise from atop the pyramid.
Let's get back to the hiking in the jungle business, okay? What kind of jungle are we talking about, and how much hiking?
We are talking a good 2.5 to 3 hours in the jungle. There are some cleaned paths, I have to say, but that was the end of the rain season, and we did get caught in the rain, in serious rain, and nothing to do with what we see here. And so the path became much more slippery.
Wow.
Luckily, I had good hiking boots. And the great news is that after the rain, tarantulas came out after we had a chance to sit atop the pyramid and after we got down. And so we were able to play with tarantulas in the jungle.
Oh, you were able to play with tarantulas in the jungle. What a fun thing, right? No souvenir shopping for you, right, Edith?
No, I actually do buy a lot of souvenirs.
Oh, you do?
That's something that we do in my family. I am just more, how can I say, I'm very strategic in my choice of items. I pack small, so I buy things that pack small, that are light. Ideally, I try to buy as much as possible at the end of my trip, so I won't have to be around with that stuff in my backpack, making it heavier. But I do some shopping when I'm abroad, and I send a lot of postcards.
Now, you're going to Peru, 14 countries so far. Of the 14, which was your favorite?
Well, as I mentioned, Guatemala has a very, very special place in my heart. Poland, which I visited a little over a year ago, was very, very special because in these two countries, the culture is very intense. I think intense would be the right word. The landscapes are incredibly different, even within such small countries, when you compare to Canada. The culture, the food, the people, things that I saw that I visited, the attractions, everything was not only very interesting, but quite affordable. And that's I think, adds to the charm of these places. But also India had a very, very special place in my travel list because it was my very first long trip. We were there for 6 weeks. And that's one of the trips that I did with a friend. And I have met people, I have seen things that I never expected to see in my life.
Like what did you see that you never expected to see?
Mount Everest.
Uh-huh.
I saw it from a distance, but right. We were in the Himalayan mountain, in the foothills of the Himalayan mountains, in Darjeeling, the place where they grow the tea.
Right.
So it is quite memorable not only to see these eternal snows, which are the rooftop of the world, but also to drive across these tea plantations, and the smell was absolutely amazing.
What has been the most challenging experience in your travels?
Well, I can probably answer and India also to that question, because this is one of the countries that I have visited that is not as adapted to plus-size people. And that's actually the country that made me write the book and start the blog, because, you know, they don't have the same infrastructure, the same level of infrastructure we have. They don't necessarily cater to the needs of plus-size people, because there are not so many plus-size people over there.
Right. So what were you looking for that they didn't have?
Well, clothes. I thought it would be easier.
Right.
So clothing. In general, transportation could be quite tricky also, whether it's on the plane, on the train, in the buses. And they tend, in most developing countries, they tend to overcrowd the transportation. Being 12 in the 9 people bus is something that happens regularly. I've seen up to 18 people in a 12-seater
right,
in
okay.
some countries.
Any gadgets you take with you when you're traveling?
My phone. A smartphone is very, very, very useful. I have to say I have this personal alarm, door alarm, which is in the shape of a wedge, that is very useful when I travel alone and I'm not so confident in the security features of the door. But that's only when you're not sharing a room with someone, obviously, because if you want to make enemies in a dormitory, use a door alarm.
All right. I thank you very much. Good luck on your future travels and good luck in Peru.
Thank you.
In touch with you. Edith Bernier, The Ultimate Guide to Plus-Size Backpacking. That's the name of her book. Her website, www.psbackpacker.com. You're listening to the Tommy Schnurmacher Show on CJAD. Stay with us.
News Talk Radio, CJAD 800, CJAD.com.